Artist Solomon Vassoff and Domenica Motorella, collectively known as Fiducci, are renowned for their artistic talents and attention to detail that transform building materials such as concrete into lifelike animals. Fiducci, established in 2002, has developed an international reputation for the creation of whimsical sculptures for public arts projects as well as private collections. Their creative interests are sparked by nature and wildlife. Their lengthy list of public art installations include Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, as well as displays in Redding, California, the Northwest Library in Oklahoma City, and in parks in Natomas, California. An example of their ability to sculpt over steel framework with concrete, bronze, and Italian glass is this piece entitled King Chuckawalla. Installed as a landmark piece in 2018, it was the first artwork installed in Kingman, Arizona's Art in Public Places program. The Chuckawalla sculpture is a community gathering place at the site of the city's Harvey House that also provides children with an educational play structure. The Chuckawalla is one of five species of lizards that inhabit arid, rocky hills of southwestern North America. This represents the common Chuckawalla that is native to the southwestern United States. While some species grow much larger, this type will only grow to 15 or 20 inches in length. All species of Chuckawallas are predominantly herbivores that eat a diverse array of desert plants, including leaves of the creosote bush. While most lizards cannot digest cellulose, the material in the cell walls of plants, Chuckawallas have a unique gut flora of microorganisms that break down the cellulose. They will also supplement their diet occasionally with insects. Crevices in rock walls, old lava flows, or loose rock outcroppings are their primary dwelling. They have a combination of small, spiny scales on the dorsal surface and the ability to inflate their bodies that make it almost impossible to remove them once they've wedged themselves in a crack. The common Chuckawalla is predominantly a dull brown or dark gray. The head, chest, and limbs of adult male Chuckawallas are darker or even black. The backs are multicolored red, black, or yellow. Juveniles of both sexes usually have dark banded tails. The color varies between sexes and with the age of the individual. Adult males have black heads and forelimbs. Their trunks may be multicolored. Females and juveniles may have gray or yellow banding. In general, they emerge from hibernation in mid to late February, but on sunny, warm winter days, they may be seen on the surface.